亲爱的天父，我们满心感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you with all our hearts.
无论我们遇到什么事情
，regardless of what trials we may meet，
是顺利或不顺利
，whether they are good or bad，
我们都要奉主的名来感谢我们的神。
We must give thanks to our Lord.
主啊，你要今天透过这个信息来对我们说话。
Lord, you are going to speak to us today through this message.
愿你的话在我们心中成为我们生命的力量。
May your word become the strength and source of our strength within our hearts.
而且你的话不断地在更新改变我们。
And may your word continually change us.
让我们越来越像我们的主。
So that we may become more and more like you.
祷告感谢奉耶稣的名。
And we praise this in Jesus' name. Amen.
耶稣出来传道的之前，他是一个木匠。
Before Jesus started preaching, he was a carpenter.
其实他是圣灵怀孕生下来的。
He was conceived by the Spirit.
当他受洗的时候，圣经说圣灵降在耶稣的身上，仿佛鸽子降在耶稣身上。
And the day he was baptized, the Bible tells us that the Spirit came down onto him.
然后天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And a voice from heaven said, "This is the Son whom I love."
所以啊，在这里面跟看着说，现在被呼召的传道人牧师，耶稣走过的过程，他也要走过。
So now we know that those who are called to become pastors and ministers, whatever difficulties they have encountered, Jesus has also encountered them.
只有一个是耶稣没有走过的，就是认罪悔改。
The only experience Jesus has not shared with these preachers is to repent and confess his sins.
所以，一个人他要成为传道人、牧师的过程，就跟耶稣一样的。
So the process for a person becoming a pastor is the same process that Jesus went through.
他要认罪悔改。
He must confess his sins and repent.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
我们有很多得罪神的地方。
There are many places in which we've sinned against God.
牧师他在信耶稣的时候，他也是要受洗。
When a pastor becomes saved, he also must be baptized.
很重要，他领受圣灵的能力。
It's very important that he is able to take the strength from the Holy Spirit.
耶稣为什么要他的门徒等在耶路撒冷呢？
Why did Jesus want his disciples to wait in Jerusalem?
因为圣灵还没有降临。
Because the Holy Spirit had not descended.
凭人的血气，你是不能够服侍上帝的。
By your own strengths, you cannot serve God.
如果你要传道，你要靠着圣灵的能力。
If you want to become a preacher, you have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
所以你不要说做四十年，我看做四十天都很困难。
So don't think, oh, I can do it for 40 years. I think even to do it for 40 days would be very difficult.
那我一直强调说，你要出来读神学院、奉献学院，你要在社会有一段工作经验。
So I always stress that if you want to become a pastor and go attend seminary, you should have some experience in the world first.
我一向不同意说一个人呢，大学或者研究所毕业，没有上过班，没有赚过钱，就直接出来就要牧会，我不太阿门这件事情。
I actually don't really agree with this, the decision to go straight into the ministry right after college or grad school.
他要去得胜这个世界上种种给他的试探诱惑。
He wants to overcome the various temptations that this world holds out.
而且我也告诉我牧会到现在一共有18个我们教会的弟兄姐妹执事已经奉献出来当牧师了。
For example, in our church, 18 brothers and sisters have sacrificed or have.
他们去读神学院之前。
Before they attended seminary.
我要求他们几件事情。
I required a few things from them.
圣经要灵修一遍了，不是读一遍，灵修一遍。
The Bible, they have to not just read it, but to read it with devotion once.
而且要做笔记。
And they have to take notes.
要多久？
How long?
大概五年到十年。
I would say it takes 5 to 10 years.
第二，你要有教会生活。
And secondly, you must have a community within the church.
一个要做牧师的，从来没有参加祷告会，也没有查经，也没有跟人家有 fellowship， 也没有服事，然后他就要去读神学院。我不太安稳。
A person who has never served in the church, attended Bible study, fellowship with others, cannot just become a pastor.
耶稣差遣他的门徒的时候，他怎么说呢？
What did Jesus tell his disciples?
他说我差遣你们就像羊进入狼群一样。
He said, when I send you forth, it's as if I'm sending sheep into the wolves' den.
这个世界上这么多有罪的人。
There are so many sinners on this world.
这么多有心机的人。
There are so many people with evil desires.
Evil heart, huh? 你看哈，我自己就被骗十几次。
I myself have been tricked several times.
所以我能够体会耶稣那句话，我差遣你们去传道，就像羊进入狼群一样。
So I completely see what Jesus is saying in that he's sending them into a den of wolves.
看到一个人。他从不信，从无神论到信耶稣受洗，从一个罪人变成神的儿女的时候，这就是上帝给我们的赏赐。
But you see the process of a person going from a sinner to becoming saved is the mercy that the Lord gives us.
我们看到主耶稣给我们一个样子，就是说你要靠圣灵得胜试探。
Jesus gives us this model that you must rely on the Holy Spirit to overcome temptations.
耶稣在约旦河受施洗约翰的洗。
When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River.
然后他离开约旦河。
And after he left.
然后圣灵就充满了主耶稣基督。
The Spirit filled Jesus.
然后他就开始传道。
And that is when he began to preach the word.
但是他要传道以前，他先受魔鬼的试探。
But before he could preach, spread the gospel, he was subjected to Satan's temptations.
我想今天任何一个人他蒙呼召要出来传道。
I think today anyone who is called to preach,
他有圣灵浇灌在他身上。
It's because the Holy Spirit has been poured onto him.
他有圣灵的能力。
He has the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为你要得胜很多的艰难跟困苦。
If you want to overcome a lot of difficulties and trials,
很多的试探，很多的诱惑。
A lot of enticements and temptations.
很多人为的攻击。
And a lot of man-made evils.
那常常受到伤害。
You will often be hurt.
师母跟我们结婚34年，她知道她的先生受过好几次的伤害。
My wife, who has been married to me for 34 years, knows that I have been endured a lot of pain.
照道理说，我应该很苍老很容易生病。
Logically, I should be very weak.
结果不但不苍老，还活蹦乱跳啊！感谢主啊！
Not only am I not weak, I am very healthy.
不是我很行，是因为神的灵在我里面，主住在我里面。
But it's not from my own strength, it's because the God Spirit lives within me.
那很多人说，这个世界上的人为什么那么容易犯罪，容易跌倒呢？
So a lot of people ask, why do people of this world so easily fall to temptations?
那么容易受诱惑，容易犯罪。
Why do they sin so easily and give in to temptation so easily?
是因为没有圣灵在住在他的里面。
It's because they don't have the Holy Spirit living inside them.
你来看看圣经，哥林多前书第六章十九节 ，OK?
So 1 Corinthians 6:19 it says.
那你说神借着圣灵住在我们里面。
It says God through the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
那就是神在你的里面。
So that means God lives inside of you.
所以你能够得胜不是因为你很行。
So the fact that you can overcome temptation is not because you are great.
是因为神的能力在你的里面。
It's because God's power is within you.
然后耶稣受魔鬼的试探。
So Jesus was subjected to Satan's temptations.
魔鬼又叫撒旦。
Also known as Satan.
也叫邪灵。
He's also known as the
evil spirit.
The evil spirit.
还有古蛇哈。Ancestor,
snake.
古蛇哈。OK, 还有那个龙啊，这是 dragon 哈，龙。
And a dragon.
但是这里讲到说魔鬼他是他的意思就是他是一个控告者他是一个毁谤者
But here Satan is an accuser and a slanderer.
他常常在主面前控告我们
He often accused others in front of God.
所以我就这样想如果我常常在别的弟兄姐妹别的人去控告哪一个人的时候那我就在想我是不是被邪灵充满我的心我要小心。
So sometimes, for example, when I am accusing other brothers and sisters, I often wonder, am I being filled with an evil spirit?
我应该闭嘴。
I should just close my mouth.
关起来。
And shut my mouth.
有一次师母说，你再讲，我就把你嘴红起来。
Once my wife said, if you keep speaking, I'm going to sew your mouth together.
有时候魔鬼也会用我们去控告别人呢。
But sometimes the devil uses us to accuse others.
这是魔鬼试探我们的目的，就是叫我们犯罪嘛，就是这件事嘛。
But the only goal of Satan tempting us is for us to sin.
因为约翰一书三章八节说，叫魔鬼是叫我们犯罪。
So 1 John 3:8 tells us the devil desires us to sin.
但是耶稣来是要败坏魔鬼的作为。
But Jesus came to disrupt Satan's plans.
而且魔鬼叫我们怀疑上帝。
Satan wants us to doubt God.
你看魔鬼试探夏娃，他是怎么说的
？So remember how the devil lured Eve.
因为神对亚当夏娃说，那个分别善恶树上的果子你不可以吃哦。
Because God told Adam and Eve the fruits of the tree of knowledge you cannot eat.
你吃了就会死。
If you eat it, you will die.
他很简单，他就把神的话改一个字。
So Satan subtly changed the word of God.
不一定是。
Satan said, not exactly.
亚当，夏娃就受诱惑了。
And so Eve fell into that temptation.
圣经告诉我们说，魔鬼眼目的情欲。
The Bible tells us Satan had evil desires and wants us to see things that we shouldn't with our eyes.
就是叫我们去看不应该看的。
Satan wants us to view things with our eyes that we shouldn't, based on lust.
不是你应该看的，你就不要去看。
If it is something that you shouldn't be viewing, then don't view it.
那肉体的情欲。
The carnal sins.
就是用我们的身体去犯罪。
The sins of lust, which we sin with our bodies.
特别是讲到淫乱这一方面。
Especially fornication and adultery.
今生的骄傲。
And arrogance.
特别讲到说，我为了我的好处，我的利益。
Especially being very self-serving.
我可以去牺牲别人。
So because of what...because of one's own desires, you sacrifice others for your own desires. So how can this world be filled with so many problems? Because there are many people like this. It says they are filled with impurity and greed. They have left God. And they are hardened in their hearts.
他们犯罪。
And they sin.
这个哈，就讲到这个贪心中文物就是一个无底坑了。
And this is an abyss.
Yeah, abyss. Okay, 无底坑哈。所以你看，无底坑就是地狱嘛。
And that is hell.
然后他给了一个邪恶的念头。
So he gave an evil thought.
所以。箴言不是告诉我们说，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
So the Bible tells us, when you protect your heart, you can protect yourself from all.
我们很多的行为是因为你心里先有那种意念，那种念头。
A lot of our conducts it arises from a desire in our hearts.
但是魔鬼最可怕就是最后带领你下地狱。
The most the worst outcome is when Satan leads you into hell.
马太福音二十三章这样子讲哈，十三节到十五节这样子说。
Matthew 23, 13 through 15 says.
他说这个魔鬼呢，这个他说这些人传异教，走遍陆地海洋，勾引人入教，然后入了教就带领这些人下地狱。
It says some preachers go to the ends of the earth to convert people, but the ones they've converted, they are actually leading to hell.
但是感谢主，耶稣在他里面有圣灵，耶稣就胜过了魔鬼的试探。
But thanks to God, Jesus through the Holy Spirit has overcome Satan's temptations.
约翰一书五章十九节说，全世界都握在魔鬼撒旦的底下。
First John tells us the entire world lives under Satan's reign.
所以几乎哈，一个还没有信耶稣的人，没有圣灵，他几乎没有对魔鬼是没有任何的抵抗力。
So someone who does not know God, an unsaved person, has no chance against Satan.
我明天要去打那个感冒预防针，有人告诉我说最近流行性感冒又来了，对不对？
Tomorrow I'm going to get the flu shot.
我跟你讲，圣灵就好像那个预防针一样。
And I would compare the Holy Spirit to this vaccine.
预防魔鬼的试探。
It helps us to resist Satan's temptations.
但是感谢主，我们信了主以后，我们有圣灵的能力胜过魔鬼的试探。
But thanks to God, once we become believers, we have the power of the Spirit to overcome Satan's temptations.
所以在以弗所书六章十三节这样子说。
So Ephesians 6:13 tells us.
Okay. 以弗所书第六章十三节哈。
Ephesians 6:13 says.
我来念一下。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装。好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
我们来读一遍，好吧？来，好来，来猜。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立。It's English. 来。
English. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
所以圣经有，我们有很多的装备，比如说我们的祷告。
So we have a lot of equipment that we can put on, such as prayer.
圣经以弗所书也讲到说，神的话就是我们手中的一个宝剑。
Ephesians tells us the word of God is a sword in our hands.
我们不但可以抵挡魔鬼。
Not only can we resist
Satan, 还可以奉主的名来赶鬼。
We can even send him away in the name of the Lord.
我想哈，我知道在北美可能比较在比较像台湾或者中国大陆这些地方。
In places like mainland China and Taiwan.
牧师都会碰到必须要去赶鬼这件事情。
Pastors actually have to do a lot of exorcism.
因为我碰过有的人被鬼附身。
I have encountered people who were possessed by the devil.
大喊大叫。
And they were screaming and wailing.
在地上打滚。
And writhing on the floor.
口吐白沫。
And frothing at the mouth.
我半夜去赶鬼。
I went to his house at midnight to take the devil away from him.
神给我们能力，赶鬼的力量。
The Lord gives us the power to cast out Satan.
我们在缺乏饥饿的时候，魔鬼来试探我们。
When we are weakest, that is when Satan comes to tempt us.
这里我们要讲到说，基督徒，你在什么时候禁食祷告？
So here we ask Christians, when do you fast and pray?
耶稣禁食四十昼夜。
Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights.
他跟我们一样有肉体，所以也会饥饿，也会渴，也会累。
He had a fleshly body just like we do, so he grew thirsty and cold and tired and hungry.
你看，摩西到山上见神的时候，四十昼夜，圣经说他不吃不喝。
When Moses went up to meet God on the mountain, he didn't eat or drink for 40 days.
以色列人在旷野漂流四十年。
The Israelites wandered in the desert for 40 years.
所以这个事实就是表示说，我们在人生的路程，就是我们要走到天上这条天路历程。
So this number 40 represents our path or course to God.
我们一定会面对各种的试探。
And on this path, we will inevitably meet with many temptations.
有很多的事情哈，不到一秒钟发生。
A lot of things can happen under a second.
你自己都没有办法去控制。
You yourself have no control over it.
那是很危险的事情。
Those are very dangerous things.
以前有一个人呢，他因为情绪激动。
Someone I know, he because of his
情绪 emotion
emotional problems，
然后他就引爆他家里的瓦斯。
瓦斯是什么？
Gas 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 啊。
He
gas 瓦斯嘛 gas 啊。
What did he? Oh gas. He turned on the gas in his home.
结果你知道吗？那台湾的房子是那个公寓式的四层楼。
So in Taiwanese houses, they're, you know, they're apartments. So it was a four-storied apartment.
然后房子是连在一起。
And all the different apartments are connected.
有33户房子毁了。
33 apartments were ruined.
然后有差不多四十几个人过世。
And it killed over 40 people.
就是因为他跟他太太吵架。
Because and all this because he had a fight with his wife.
他没有办法控制他的情绪。
He had no control over his emotions.
所以一个人他一定要信耶稣。
So a person must trust in God.
那么我们可以看见说我们受到很多的试探。
So we see that a person will encounter a lot of temptations.
那为什么要禁食祷告？
So why must we fast and pray?
我想教会不要去规定说，哪一天我们要来禁食，我不太喜欢这样。
I don't think it's a good idea for the church to impose a certain time.
这样就变成律法。
I mean that becomes like a law, a Pharisee law.
但是因为我心里很有负担。
But I have a great burden on my heart.
比如说有一件教会的事情。
For example, if there's an issue with our church.
推都推不动。
And there's no way to move it.
比如说。这个准时开始查经这件事情。
For example, starting Bible study on time.
哎呀，我已经来七个月了。
I have been here 7 months.
所以我现在礼拜三、礼拜五晚上都不吃饭。
Wednesday and Friday nights I don't eat.
哪一天准时了，我就可以吃晚餐了。
The day that we start on time, I'll be able to eat dinner.
所以我都不吃饭，先来，回去再吃饭。
So I don't eat dinner. I first come here.
就是。有时候，哎呀，这个本地的华人传福音好像推长得不是很顺。有时候我会禁食祷告。
And so another example, sometimes when I'm preaching the gospel to local Chinese here, and it's not going well, I will fast and pray.
这一段时间不吃饭，可是要喝水。
But I do need to drink water during this time.
但是圣经没有说你每一次要多久禁食一次，没有这么讲。
The Bible never said how often we have to fast.
那每一次禁食要多久？圣经也没有这么讲。
And it doesn't say how long we should fast.
那禁食祷告是为刻苦己心。
But fasting and prayer is to gain self-control.
如果一个人在禁食
，If someone is fasting，
以赛亚书五十八章说：“你在禁食，然后你又去欺负别人。”
Isaiah 58 says you can't fast and then And then be
欺负别人啊
，be rude or bully others.
那个禁食没有什么意思啊。
Because then that would render the fasting meaningless.
或者你在禁食
，or when you're fasting.
然后你心里又在痛恨另外一个人
，but you're hating someone else in your heart.
那个禁食一点意思都没有。
Then that is also meaningless fast.
但是你不要去试探上帝。
But don't go and test God.
曾经我有一个同学的哥哥。
Once, my fellow student's older brother.
他要学摩西跟耶稣。
He wanted to be like Jesus and Moses.
他也是四十天祷告。
He prayed for 40 days.
他不吃饭，但是他也不喝水。
He not only did he not eat food, he also didn't drink water.
很不幸，送到医院就死掉。
He actually was sent to the hospital and died.
不可以试探主。
You cannot test God.
圣经从来没有要求说你一定要禁食祷告四十昼夜。
The Bible never said you have to fast and pray for 40 days and 40 nights.
那么禁食以后就饿了。
After you one fasts, he'll become hungry.
如果你只有禁食一餐，你可以吃一般的食物。
If you've only fasted one meal, then you can go back to eating normally.
如果你是禁食一天以上或者好几天。
If you fasted for a day and above or several days,
不要马上吃一般的食物。
Don't immediately go back to eating your normal diet.
先喝点水或者喝点牛奶果汁。
First, drink some liquids like water or milk or juice.
或者吃稀饭或者面条。
Or eat some noodles or a porridge.
有一个牧师他禁食三天。
One pastor, he fasted for 3 days.
结果去吃百会。
And then he went to a banquet.
那天就送到医院，因为胃出血。
He got sent to the hospital after that for bleeding in his insides.
禁食三天，马上去吃百会，太离谱了哈。
That was very simple-minded for him.
所以这是我的经验跟你们分享了。
So this is just my experience I'm sharing with you.
那这里也告诉我们说，我们要先请灵性的饱足。
So here it tells us we must first seek the fulfillment of our spirit.Of our spirits.
先求神的国和神的义。
And first seek God's kingdom and His will.
你所需要的这些东西，神都会加给你。
And all that you need will be provided to you.
诗篇三十四篇第九节告诉我们。
Psalm 34:9 tells us.
敬畏耶和华的人，什么好处都不缺。
Those who worship God will never lack for any good thing.
那魔鬼在我们缺乏时试探我们。
So, Satan tempts us when we are weak.
缺乏时，魔鬼就来了。
When we are weak, that's when Satan will come.
他说：“那试探的人就是魔鬼。”
But that tempter, that is the devil.
他是借着一个人附在一个人身上来试探耶稣吗？
So through possessing a person, he will then try to test God.
其实魔鬼呢，都在我们身边，随时找机会来试探我们。
But the devil is constantly looking for opportunities to test us.
所以雅各书第四章第七节说，我们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，他就逃跑。
So Isaiah 4:7 says we need to obey God, and only then can we cast out the devil.
那彼得前书五章第八节第九节说，我们要坚固的信心来抵挡魔鬼。
And 1 Peter 5:8-9 tells us we need to strengthen our faith to overcome the devil.
魔鬼对耶稣说，哎，你不是饿了吗？你可以把石头变成食物。
Satan said to Jesus, aren't you hungry? Change this rock into bread.
我请问耶稣能不能把石头变食物，可以不可以？
Let me ask you, can Jesus change stone into bread?
但是他不要。
But he chose not to.
因为上帝创造万物，他有一个自然力。
Because when God created the earth, he created in a natural order.
好，你要吃面包。
If you want to eat bread.
好，我们要种小麦。
You need to first plant grain.
然后小麦去磨成面粉。
And then when the wheat becomes flour.
然后再用面粉去做成面包。
Only you have to use the flour to make bread.
这就是自然力。
That is the natural order.
你不要把石头变成面包。
You can't change the stone into bread.
那这样我们是不是也可以把椅子变成面包？
Well, by that logic, we can also change chairs into bread.
我问，如果耶稣要把这些椅子变成面包，可以不可以？我问你们，可以不可以？
Let me ask you if Jesus wanted to change.
那你们下个礼拜来就没有位置坐啊，对不对？啊，但是耶稣不要这样子啊，不受魔鬼的试探。
So Jesus will not be tested by Satan.
你看耶稣在钉十字架的时候发生一件什么事情？
When Jesus was on the cross, what happened?
那些人试探耶稣。
Those people tested God. Jesus.
你如果是神的儿子,
they said, if you are truly the Son of God,
你从十字架下来啊,
you could come down from that cross.
耶稣上不上当? 有没有上当?
Did Jesus fall for their trickery?
如果他下来了, 我们这些人就完蛋了, 我们都不能得救了, 对不对?
If indeed he had come down, it would be over for us because we would not be saved.
在我在台湾牧会的时候发生两件事情。
When I was a pastor in Taiwan, two things happened.
我们有一个姐妹, 她的先生发烧。
A sister's husband was having a fever.
我们就劝她说, 赶快送医院去急诊。
So we told her to quickly send him to the hospital.
她说我不要。
And she said no.
她说我不要,我就祷告。
She said, I'm just going to pray.
后来她先生因为发烧过度, 就变成了植物人。
And as a result of that, her husband's fever ran so high that he became a vegetable.
所以你看看,这在试探耶稣。
So that was a testing of the Lord.
还有一个弟兄。
Another brother.
我们那个做淹水,做大水。
There was a flood.
所以那个整个河流啊, 都淹盖了。
And it flooded the bridge.
但是你看不到桥在哪里。
So you can see the bridge.
可是我们有一个弟兄, 他就说, 我就走凭信心走过去。
So we had one brother who said, I'm just going to walk across this river.
起码你也拿一根棍子去探探看, 桥在哪里。
He should have at least gotten a stick so he could figure out where the bridge was.
他这个动作都没有。
He did not.
就走过去。
And he just attempted to walk across.
刚刚踩到的不是桥。
But what he stepped on was not the bridge.
一个月后我们在淡水河口发现他的尸体。
A month later we discovered his body in the water.
不要去试, 魔鬼就是一直要我们试探神的能力。
Satan constantly goads us into testing God, but don't fall for that.
我们常常就怀疑上帝说, 神啊, 你真的会救我吗?
Often we will doubt God and ask God, will you truly save me?
希伯来书2章18节说,
Hebrews 2:18 says,
我们的主耶稣他也凡事受过试探。
That our God has also endured all these temptations.
所以他也能够搭救我们这些受试探的人。
And so he is able to aid those who are tempted.
所以感谢主耶稣会救我们脱离试探。
So thanks to God that he will be able to save us from these temptations.
魔鬼引诱我们试探神。
The Satan lures us into testing God.
尤其是在一个人缺乏的时候,
especially when a person is weak.
他引诱我们离开神,
he tempts us to leave God.
啊, 怀疑神,
to doubt God.
人是软弱了,
humans are very weak.
你看亚伯拉罕在迦南地遇到了饥荒。
For example, when Abraham encountered famine in Canaan,
但是他没有好好的祷告。
He did not really seek God in prayer. He went down to Egypt.
结果发生什么事情?
And then what happened there?
我们说埃及就代表这个世界。
I think there Egypt represents this world.
结果他告诉他的太太说,
he told his wife,
哎, 你要跟人家说你是我妹妹。
Tell people that you're my sister.
因为他太太长得很漂亮。
Because his wife was very beautiful.
结果法老王要娶他的太太。
So then Pharaoh took his wife as his own wife.
所以上帝就处罚法老王。
And because of that, God punished the Pharaoh.
法老王就责备他。
And so Pharaoh in turn blamed Moses.
你为什么不告诉我她是你太太?
And said, why didn't you tell me that she was your wife?
你看信心之父, 伟大的亚伯拉罕。
Even someone so great as Abraham,
软弱的时候,
he went in this moment of his weakness,
他也会走自己的路,
he also chose his own path.
我们常常会怀疑说, 上帝你真的会照顾我吗?
Often we wonder, God, will you really provide for me?
但是他也是常常要引诱我们运用上帝的大能。
But often we are
I've got a great power, great strength. Okay.
But we need to rely on God's great strength.
来满足我们自己物质的需要。
To trust in that to satisfy our own physical needs.
然后我们忽略了我们属灵的需要。
But because of focusing too much on our physical needs, we begin to ignore our spiritual needs.
所以很多的基督徒他非常的忙。
So a lot of Christians are very busy.
他不是忙着读经祷告，不是。
But not busy from reading the Bible or praying.
他忙着外面世界的事情。
They are very busy with the cares of this world.
所以他没有什么时间来祷告，来查经。
So he doesn't have that much time to pray and to have Bible study.
耶稣回答说：“人活着，不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说的一切话。”
Jesus responded that man lives not on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
耶稣是用神的话来抵挡魔鬼。
Jesus used God's word. Jesus used God's word to overcome Satan.
所以你为什么要来查经？
So why do you need to come to Bible study?
其实我们在查一卷圣经的时候，其实是整个圣经都在查。
Actually, when we are examining just one passage, we are examining the whole Bible.
因为我们在回答问题的时候，我们就会引用很多的圣经。
Because when we are answering questions, we refer to other passages of the Bible.
所以你每一天就可以靠着神的话来抵挡种种的诱惑跟试探。
So every day you can rely on God's word to triumph over many different temptations.
如果一个人不小心进入试探，
If one person falls into temptation,
犯罪跌倒,
and sins and falls,
他跟他的家人跟别人的痛苦,
his pain and the pain he brings onto his family,
很长的一段时间,
it will last a long time.
在这段时间他失去的平安,
and during this time he loses all peace,
在这段时间他失去的喜乐,
and all joy.
所以我们面对这个试探,
so when we are encountering this temptation.
我们一定要用神的话来得胜。
We must use God's word to overcome it.
所以雅各书第一章十二节。
So Isaiah James 1:12.
他说：“忍受试探的人有福了。”
He says those who resist temptation are blessed.
因为他们经过试验以后，必得圣命的冠冕。
Because when he has endured temptation and when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life.
这是主应许给那些爱他的人。
Which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
所以耶稣告诉他说，人活着不是单靠食物。
So Jesus said to Satan, man lives not on bread alone.
我们知道，我们除了三餐以外，其实人活着生存有很多的原因的。
So we know that we live not just for three meals a day.
气候温度，还有这个，是不是有季风？你看，昨天差一点我们就去不成，是不是
？Our survival is dependent on many other factors like the climate, the weather. Like yesterday, we almost couldn't go to the beach because of a tropical storm.
还有干旱也会影响到我们的生存。
And drought.
农作物的收成也会影响到我们的生存。
Agricultural produce and harvest will also affect our survival.
那我们可以看，不但这样，我们还有精神上的需要。
So not only that, but we also have psychological needs.
这个精神就是我们的魂。
But this
soul, 我们的魂。
We also have needs of our soul has needs too.
比如说我们的意志、良心、情绪、感情，这个都是我们的魂。
These are our conscience, our emotions.
还有人最重要是他的灵魂。
And the most important thing is one's soul.
那是上帝住在我们里面。
And that is God dwelling within us.
人最重要是他的灵魂。
And the most important thing is our
soul. 所以耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说的每一句话。
So that's why Jesus said, man lives not on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以耶利米书十五章十六节说，神啊，我把你的话当着食物吃了。
So Nehemiah 15:16 says, God, I will take your word and as food.
所以这个神的话也讲到神的旨意。
So God's word also speaks to God's will.
你看你买汽车、买机器、买电脑都有个说明书，对不对？
Like for example, when you buy an automobile or a computer, it all comes with an instruction manual.
如果你按照说明书使用，你就会平安无事。
If you use it according to that manual, you'll have no problems.
我们有个姐妹，她买一部新车。
We had a sister who bought a new car.
但是她没有搞清楚刹车跟油门，她没有搞清楚。
She was confused as to which was the brake and which was the gas pedal.
她有一次到了她的家。
And so one day when she was at her home,
她要停车。
She wanted to park the car.
她应该踩刹车，对不对？
She should have stepped on the brake.
刹车就是中间那个。
Which was the middle pedal.
结果她踩了油门。
But she stepped on the gas.
结果撞死了十几个。
And she crashed into her house and died.
她自己也死了。她自己也死了。
And she also died.
圣经是人类安全平安生存的一个说明书。
The Bible is an instruction manual for living this life in a peaceful and safe way.
在这里也告诉我们说，如果一个人他遵循神的话。
So here it's also saying that if a person complies with the word of God,
那么上帝就按时候降雨。
Then God will send rains at the appropriate times.
这中国话就是风调雨顺嘛，对不对？
And provide good weather for crops.
然后呢，这个五谷丰收就是，很丰收，农作物丰收。
And provide an abundant harvest of grains.
然后你可以安然的居住。
So that you may live safely and peacefully in the land.
如果你不遵循神的话呢？
But however, if you don't follow or obey God's word.
在生命记二十八章二十三节怎么说？
In Revelation 28:23,
it says, 天要变成铜,
says, the sky over your head will become bronze,
地要变成铁,
and the ground beneath you will become iron.
我的天啊, 天变成铜了, 就没有下雨了。
So that will not, there will be no rain in that situation.
那可能连阳光都没有了。
And there probably won't even be any sunlight.
地变成铁就是没有办法耕种了。
And that means no crops will be grown.
所以非洲有一年饿死了几十万人。
So in Africa, one year, hundreds of thousands of people died.
因为没有下雨。
Because of drought.
没有东西吃。
So therefore, they had no food to eat.
我在台湾曾经常常发生，那个米突然间涨了两倍。
When I lived in Taiwan, I would often see, you know, like the cost of rice tripling.
蔬菜涨了五倍。
And the cost of vegetables growing fivefold.
他在排队抢卫生纸。
And there would be lines fighting over toilet paper.
所以人活着怎么能够不靠神的话呢？
So how can man survive without God's word?
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们真的应该好好去查考圣经。
So brothers and sisters, we really do need to study the Bible deeply.
参加查经班。
And to attend Bible studies.
好，我们现在要领圣餐，大家安静祷告。
Okay, we will now take communion. Let us pray.
我们请